Chapter 3, 2:31 p.m. Tomas stopped the semi in front of a chain-link gate. He jumped out, swung the double gate open, then jogged back to the cab. Chase wondered if maybe Tomas had lightning in his body, too. They followed Tomas through. Chase got out and closed the gate behind them, then climbed back into the cab. "What is this place?"
"A farm," his father answered. "Tomas's brother, Arturo, works here."
Chase didn't know Tomas had a brother.
"They need some minor repairs," his father continued. "I told them that we'd fix them up if they let us park here for free. You're in charge of the repairs. Tomas and I will be in St. Petersburg. St. Pete, as they call it."
Chase hoped his father was right about the repairs being minor.
"Where's the school?"
"About 10 miles away. You'll have to drive the quad down to the road to catch the bus."
"You think the storm is going to hit up here?"
"I haven't checked the satellite images since early this morning, but there's a chance it could shift northeast. Palm Breeze might get nicked, but you'll be okay. This is the highest ground in the county. You'll still need to be alert, though. You know the routine."
Chase did know the routine. Sitting at his feet, next to the thermos, was his go bag. A day pack that each of them had within reach 24 hours a day. Inside was everything they needed to survive for 3 days. Satellite phone, for when the landlines and cell signals failed. First aid kit, rain gear, bottled water, camp stove, flares, freeze-dried food, energy bars, knife, butane lighter, binoculars, and several other items, none of which they'd had to use. Yet. The farm wasn't like any farm Chase had seen before. The fences were made out of heavy-duty chain link. About every 20 feet, there was a warning. Danger. Electrified.
Electrified against what? Chase thought. We've gone half a mile, and I haven't seen a single animal.
They came to a second gate. On the other side were four large metal buildings. They pulled the rigs through the gate, parked, and stepped out into the humid air. A man came out of the building directly in front of them. He was small, very small. He pulled off his leather gloves as he walked toward them.
"You're Mr. Masters?"
"John," his father said, holding out his hand. "This is Tomas, and this is my son, Chase." Chase shook the man's little hand. The man stared at him with bright blue eyes.
"You're probably wondering what to call me."
"What do you mean?"
"Midget, dwarf," the man said. "I don't mind any of them, but dwarf is the appropriate word, since I have dwarfism. But the acceptable term, if you want to be politically correct, is little person." He patted his head. "LP for short." He laughed at his own joke. Chase and his father smiled. Tomas smiled too, but Chase doubted he had gotten the pun.
"My name's Marco Rossi," the man said. "I'm pleased to meet all of you." He looked at Tomas. "I'm afraid your brother Arturo isn't here. He and the others took off yesterday with a load of animals, but you're still welcome. In fact, I'm glad to have you. We're a little short-handed."
"Actually, Tomas and I won't be around much," Chase's father explained. "We need to head to St. Pete and help prepare for the storm, but Chase will be staying here, and he's pretty handy."
"That'll increase our manpower by a third, so I'm grateful. Do you like animals, Chase?"
"Sure, but I don't know much about cows and horses."
Chase didn't know much about cats and dogs, either. His mother had been allergic to them, so they'd never had any at the house.
Marco laughed. "You don't need to know much about cows and horses on this farm."
He looked at the rigs.
"What happened to the fifth wheel?"
"Deuce hail," Chase's father pointed out.
"Tornadoes are a different story. Twisters and hail go together.
The problems with hurricanes are wind, rain, and storm surge."
He looked at Chase.
10 to 3?
Chase nodded.
"Better get moving. I want to be in St. Pete before it shuts down for the night."
Tomas jogged over to the semi and fired it up.